Welcoming you to another week here on America Tonight. We're going to go from one extreme to the other, talk about those heinous acts in Kenya in a mall, which now more and more people are talking about malls in general. How safe are you when you go to shop, whether it's abroad or in your own backyard? And also for the lighter fare, the Emmys were on. You know, there actually is a couple of good television shows that I watch, only a few, and they did okay, apparently. I can't say that I sat there and watched an award show. I did not, but I know what happened, so we will re-rack it, and I can tell you a little bit about the shows for fun. Since we do the cheap movie review and DVDs and all that other kind of stuff, we throw in a few of the decent movies, or television shows, rather, that ended up winning some of the Emmys, and we previewed that with the guys from Liberty who talked about the significance of shows that could possibly win. And how about that? Some of the shows that they had on their radar actually won. Yeah. And the NFL re-rack during the show. We'll have an NFL re-rack. It's a very strange week, needless to say. At the beginning of the season, a couple of real slaughters, including the San Francisco 49ers, who just imploded upon themselves, but they weren't, that wasn't the only team that went down. And some of you who do the fantasy football thing might have had some kind of rocky results, let's put it that way. But in all seriousness, a couple of big things. One, I always say that America Tonight is like water cooler buzz. You know, what are you talking about when you go to work? This is the deal. Everybody always says, yeah, we need some more good news. But the thing of it is, it's the news that's so awful that prompts us into action and thought and trying to lean on the people that we elect to represent us and to push forward, you know, some of these things that are just so outrageous that we need to move it forward and we need to move the needle. And if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it. So in other words, there's power in the amount of people who get involved politically. Now's not the time ever to bury your head in the sand, because we've got Obamacare rolling out and there's some crazy things happening there and some miscommunication, misunderstanding and all that sort of stuff thrown into one. There's been reaction to the food stamp cuts and ultimately what happens and what becomes what officially happens with the cuts and how deep they'll go. And then, of course, you know, we still have these people who make the laws who can't really agree on a budget. So what does that mean? The Republicans say, well, let's defund Obamacare, but yet there's still not enough backing for that in the Senate. So we keep going round and round and round and round all over again. And then the big thing is the Navy Yard shooting and the conversations afterwards, including the NRA's Wayne LaPierre, who had something to say about arming somebody who is almost sharpshooter-like at a Navy Yard. Why wouldn't you have that? And the conversation turns to how did he get through in the first place? And we'll talk about that, too, as well. So there's your menu, setting it all up for you for once, right at the top. And then we have some other odds and ends, too. I think the mall tragedy was really hit home with a lot of people. One, because there actually are a lot of Americans who save their pennies to go to Kenya in hopes of, you know, going on a safari or meeting some people and trying to help them in various orphanages and in other projects there. So now you have the Kenyan paramilitary police officers patrolling all over the place near the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, where hostages are being held for the second day that happened. What initially started this is you had people that guns blazing, burst into the mall, opened fire in a deadly attack. The government and the Western diplomatic sources that can get as much information out as possible say Al-Shabaab militants were holding about 30 hostages inside the shopping center on Sunday. So you have these soldiers who are searching all over the building, but they're no closer to a resolution at this point, and 68 people at this point are also dead. 175 people are injured, and there are still people being held hostage. It's a major, major assault. And initially, when this happened, there was confusion as to whether any of the people were from the United States or not. Three of the attackers are from the United States, supposedly. Two from Somalia, one from Canada, Finland, Kenya, and the United Kingdom. There's a list. The FBI is looking into the claim still that American citizens were involved in the attack, as I mentioned, the couple, but they haven't been able to confirm that at this point, which is really strange. And indeed, this is a cowardly thing. It's a despicable thing to happen. And the fact that they found all these bodies and bodies were being thrown out and whatnot is just, there are no words for it. It's just deplorable what's happened there. Israeli special forces were there. They were working with the Kenyans. They're good at this kind of stuff in hostage crisis situations. They were trying to help them. There were other nations that offered to help, but yet still the struggle continues, and Al-Shabaab vowed to not negotiate with the Kenyans. So here we are. And the Westgate Mall, I mean, they are still holding their ground. At this point, from what I know, they are still holding their ground. So it's a mall. People are walking around. It's noon. It's a Saturday. And then all of a sudden, shots ring out. Shoppers try to run for the exits, and things are thrown all over the place. There's massive chaos, and people are hit, and people are killed. Other people get away, and they crawl, and they hide behind something. It's becoming all too familiar and very, very, very shocking, I would say. So here's what you also have working on this is both sides trying to say, who are the terrorists? Well, who do you think the terrorists are from Al-Shabaab? The Mujahideen, still very, very strong inside the Westgate Mall and still sticking to their guns. So the Israelis are trying to do what they can. And the, as I said, the terrorists are still not letting go. And the scary thing is becomes the same thing that we've been talking about over and over and over again. The threats are still out there. And the vow, by the way, is to come to the West, to get closer and closer to the West, that Kenya was just the beginning of more things to come. And because of social media, people were able to be connected. A family that was caught in the melee were able to text to the people, to the outside world, to let them know if they were alive. And as I said, this is a scene that we have seen, unfortunately, play out here in the United States. All right, the latest on the Navy Yard, we'll talk about that and some reaction next on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We need to look at letting the men and women that know firearms and are trained in them do what they do best, which is protect and survive. Problem is, there weren't enough good guys with guns. When the good guys with guns got there, it stopped.
All right, that was the NRA's Wayne LaPierre. And as we turn another page here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that's part of the focus. The part of the focus is, here we are talking about Aaron Alexis last week, a week ago, getting into his what would have been his job at the Navy Yard and randomly shooting and killing 12 people. So now there are two sides to this. One, there is a massive push for tougher gun laws, which what is that going to do in this case? I mean, it's the same thing if you look to Newtown, Connecticut and the school massacre there. And after that happened, there were discussions about somebody who could be armed, who could take that responsibility. Certainly at a naval yard, why can't that happen? I think he's 100% right. Why wouldn't you have somebody armed that could respond immediately? Doesn't that make sense? Now, I posed this question to a group of people at a breakfast. Half of them thought I had three eyes, and the other thought I was dead on correct. And I said, you know, it doesn't, forget your thoughts on the piece of metal, whether you are just so anti-gun or whether you're pro-gun or whatever it is. Let's just talk about for a second rationally. When you are trying to stop the bad guys from piercing the bubble of what should be the sanctity of work or school, or for that matter, a hospital or a shopping mall. What's wrong with having somebody trained with a firearm who knows what they're doing? I'm going to say who knows what they're doing to be there as the obstacle. Why? What is so wrong with that? And see, then the other third part of this is the push for improved mental health services. Well, the answer to that is mental health is anything about mental illness is so still taboo in this country that you're not going to have people that are going to come forward unless they're pushed over a cliff in the first place. And it's not readily available in some states because of budgetary constraints. That was one of the first things to go. There are states that don't offer clinics. And then when you do have clinics, it's a question of how big is the outreach and is it really working? So at least for sure we know. I mean, we can talk about, yes, there needs to be more mental health facilities and more ways to help people, but that's just conversation that's not really being put into action. And of course, everyone's going to say, yes, I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's do that. Let's make sure there's services available. But then who's reporting the person that they think has a giant red flag on top of their head and telling them, you might think about going to the clinic? I don't think so. And a mental health bill standing alone, ultimately, what does it mean? So why not get somebody who's 100% on the mark, if you will, in some of these situations? I don't think it's so awful. Everybody wants to always talk about Israel. Oh, Israel's so safe. Look at El Al, getting on an airline there. Hey, they'll shake down anyone. Doesn't matter. It's safe. You're not going to be worried about being blown up in the sky. Well, of course. But they also, quotes, profile people. And they're not afraid to do that. It's also a country where when you turn 18, even if you're going to college or whatever you move on to or family business, you have to serve in the military for a couple of years. Men and women. So all of these things, when we put it out there, just take giant sticky papers and put them on a wall. What is the solution to this problem? And the Navy Yard brings it home for us here in the United States. And in Kenya, the mall also brings it home, too, in a much different way. So Wayne LaPierre, when he says, what about somebody armed, especially in a Navy Yard, who knows what they're doing, who can take the shot that matters, and then, of course, once the first responders get there, it's fine. Once you have people that are there, it's fine, and they're able to take them out. But how long does that take? And then we go back to records, right? And the NRA is very supportive of any kind of laws that keep guns out of the hands that are deemed mentally incompetent. This is on the heels of, if you go back to 2007, the Virginia Tech massacre. There was the NRA backed a law that encouraged states to submit records of dangerously mentally ill people to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, so that the people who have been involved in the shootings, who have been severely mentally ill, would have hopefully been caught before that. In other words, they wouldn't have been given the weapons. But the information released last year by the FBI shows that nearly 1 million federal denials of gun purchases attempts between 1998 and 2012. How many of those, if you break it down, were because of mental health issues? Then you have to go to 5,481 to be exact, give you the exact number. And only about half of the states report records of those at risk. So there is also the answer. Only half of the states report the people at risk. So how would you even know? Is it because it's a logistical nightmare, a technology nightmare, a privacy problem? I bet. Think about reporting in those records. I bet that's a problem. So I would say Congress needs to tackle mental health when it comes to any kind of gun violence. Certainly, they got to make some headway there, especially with reports and records. It only makes sense. And this is what we go back to with the Navy Yard shooting. There have been a lot of polls since that's happened a week ago, and most of the polls show that you and I favor increased mental health treatments as a way to prevent gun violence. When people were asked how much better mental health services would help the problem, 46% said a lot, 35% said some, 9% said not much. What about stricter gun laws? Could they help? 21% said a lot, 33% said some, 19% not much, 26% not at all. And, you know, the president had how many? A bunch, a series of 23 executive actions in a gun control push this year. Four of them focused on mental health. How about some more conversation about mental health and gun control in that area? I mean, this may be the new normal. This might be what it is. And we have to accept that that's something that we have to look at. Mental health cannot be taboo. It matters. It matters because when we go back and we look at the Navy Yard, when we go back and we look at Nadal Hassan in Fort Hood, when we go back and we look at Newtown, Connecticut, Adam Lanza, what is the common denominator in three very different situations? Mental health. Mental health. So we have to be serious in this country about it. Got to figure this out. Don't you think? But it's dicey because of privacy, the records, the technology, all the things that I mentioned make it what seemingly should be easy, you would think, to do. It doesn't happen. So the people that should be flagged aren't flagged at all. Hey, coming up this hour, we have a weekly re-rack with Alana Stewart, Farrah Fawcett's best friend, who's helping Stand Up to Cancer look at a particularly scary situation with cancer in a grant. We'll talk to her about that in case you missed it in our re-rack coming up at the tail end of the hour. But next, some odds and ends.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, die.
All right, just a quick re-rack of some of the ground that we've already covered. The president says the fight for gun laws ought to obsess us, while Wayne LaPierre says good guys with guns stopped the Navy Yard shooting, and it shows why, if you particularly had somebody armed, it would make such a big, big difference. And then the conversation about Al-Qaeda's reach when it comes to the Kenya Mall situation with the people being held hostage and all the bodies, it also comes to light and bubbles up the fear of an orchestrated attack similar to this one in the United States, because, of course, we're naturally mentioned in some of the cables that our own NSA intercepts. We're constantly told of the possibility of something awful happening at any moment, but who knows when. Thank goodness we have this giant net where the NSA can cull through all of our information. So some more odds and ends, some things that happened over the weekend that you might have missed if you were in your bat cave, that's what I like to call it, when you just burrow in and hide under the covers, eat bad food, watch nasty television, or I don't know, just get away from it all, if you know what I mean. This has long been talked about, but Hillary Clinton in 2016, for the first time, and what I can remember, I just saw something with her in a New York magazine that was published on Sunday that said Hillary Clinton is in no decision to decide about 2016 because she says it's not to be made lightly, and she's weighing the factors about whether or not to run, but she apparently is pretty serious. She's leaning in that direction. See, she doesn't want to repeat mistakes from 2008, rather, but I think that when she's saying she's just still weighing options, she wants to run. So throwing this in, a CNN ORC International survey shows that 65% of Democrats and independents who lean toward, you know, being members of that party, or they're that party, say they would likely back Clinton as the presidential nominee. VP Joe Biden came in a distant second, 10%. This is shocking. With freshman Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, then it goes on from there. So Clinton continues to be the favorite anyway, with Democrats and a lot of independents. But as far as the possibility of the presidency, she says she's realistic. So it's like every other candidate. It's weighing the whether I can really win option. I don't think she wants to go through it again if she cannot win, which means 2016, Hillary Clinton might be running again for president, might be doing it. There's that possibility. The storms in Mexico over the weekend were pretty nasty. 110 people are dead from three storms, including two tropical ones that slammed into that country over the weekend. So rivers, naturally, like in the United States often happens, overflow their banks. That means there's mudslides, roads are washed away, all that kind of stuff. And it's pretty dramatic. So 110 people. And they're worried about others because they don't feel as though they have a lot of hope of finding survivors now at this point. And with the rising water and everything that happened, it's not looking real good. Let's put it that way. Sad. When you get that many, it was like the perfect storm times two that just slapped into that area. That's rough when you're all of a sudden down the block because you were pulled away in a mudslide and you're searching for your family members and, you know, you have absolutely no idea if you're going to find them or not. All right, something else that also bubbled up over this past weekend that was talked about a ton. I heard this everywhere I went. A family of five was found dead inside of a house outside of Rice, Texas on Sunday night. And they say it's two adults, three kids in the house. And they don't have any suspects, any of that. Are they thinking murder, suicide, or whatever? And the reason that I say that this was, I heard this a lot, is because they were pumping it out all over the place for any information. And it just makes you think, okay, if somebody burst into the house, which there is kind of a belief of that, if that happened and it wasn't murder, suicide, how far gone are these people? I mean, all of us are watching NCIS these days, right? So they realize that. And it's very sad. They don't think there's other suspects, so who knows, maybe it really was that, but they're not ruling it right away. So it's just kind of out there to chew on as to whether or not, oh, here's another one of these murder-suicide crazy things, or it goes deeper than that. You know, speaking of murder-suicide and grisly things like that, remember the Florida hiccup girl? The Florida hiccup girl heading into the weekend, her nonstop hiccups pushed her into the public spotlight because Jennifer Mee is now being held accountable for a man's death. she was found guilty of the first-degree murder of killing a man she met online, lured him to a house where he was robbed and murdered. So she suddenly got the spotlight back in 2007 because of the prolonged hiccups that she suffered from. And then there's the strangest thing, that they were calling her the hiccup girl, and that's what the headline said, and it was she was arrested and for the murder of breaking into this guy's house. And so she, during the trial, she was much different than the person who was featured in the multiple stories in 2007 as she was trying to find a hiccup cure with sugar and peanut butter and breathing in a bag and people scaring her and anything she could find that could help her. So, three suspects were arrested in the end. Two other people helping in this, in what Jennifer Mee is ultimately found guilty of. First degree murder. First degree murder. Two of her roommates also arrested. So they were all in on it. And it's strange because of the fact that if you heard her name, recognized her name, that's probably how you recognized her name before. The fact that she was the hiccup girl that could not stop hiccuping. Couldn't stop it. Tried everything. Tried all those things I mentioned. People scaring her and all of that. And it did not work. And so then ultimately she decides to steal this guy's money, lure him into a place, and then boom, that's it. And they had them cold. The police had them cold when they started to question them. So there's no way she's walking out of that. There's no way. The other thing that's interesting is we tell you so many horrible things. Let's tell you something good, something kind of crazy when it comes to births. There was a baby boy who was born over the weekend. Well, before the weekend, actually. And his name is, you got to love this name. I just saw somebody that had a girl named this Winnie Palmer Hospital, right? Winnie Palmer, like Arnold Palmer, his wife who died many years ago. That's the hospital. It's a hospital for women and babies. Babies born heading into the weekend, 100,000, easy for me to say, birth at that hospital in Orlando, which is pretty cool because specifically of the things that they work with, this is our daily salute, in trying to help people who are struggling through pregnancies and whatnot, or have some other kind of financial, have a financial hardship, not necessarily a physical hardship. So Heardra is the name of the baby that was born that weighed 7 pounds, 6 ounces, and is just absolutely fine in Orlando, Florida, which is where the Winnie Palmer Hospital is. Winnie Palmer Hospital opened in May of 2006. It is ranked as one of the busiest labor and delivery hospitals in the country. 13,000 babies are born there each year. 13,000, that's a lot of babies. That's a lot of family doctors to make sure that they're on call for the deliveries. Wow. The good news is that they take care of so many people. They're not turning these parents away. They're not turning the single women away. I think that's a good thing. They're helping them in sometimes what can be a really dramatic part of a pregnancy, where you're up against it, something goes wrong, and they're there for them and take them in, and they obviously have done something right because of the amount of births and because of the amount of people that are getting help there. That's terrific. So that is what I would call my mini daily salute. Coming up next, as we go down that same path, Alana Stewart joins us to talk about what the Farrah Fawcett Foundation is doing with Stand Up to Cancer. Stay with us.
every day. More and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shar, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Those 3 years that I spent with Vera was definitely a life-changing experience for me. Not only did I learn a lot about cancer and realize that I really wanted to devote a good part of my life in helping in the fight against cancer, in her name, in her memory, you know, I felt like it was something I could do for her. And for me to be able to just, you know, give something back.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't get recognition for dying of cancer. And the battle she fought publicly, hopefully that'll bring to light all the good things that the folks here are doing.
And I think this is just one step in trying to understand more and hopefully being able to make a difference in other people's lives.
A lot of people that were battling cancer themselves would write her and say, you know, you've given us the strength and the courage to keep fighting.
Farrah Fawcett was one of my best friends. I have known Farrah since I was 18 years old. And losing Farrah has been very sad for me. Well, I know that Farrah is looking down and smiling, knowing that she's making a difference in other people's lives through her foundation. She is our little angel that's going to help cancer victims.
I'm talked about this now every so often here on America Tonight about the fact that I lost my mother, Kathleen, in her battle with cancer, where she was healthy her whole life and still relatively a young woman, and came down with cancer, and it really changed my family. We all came together and did what we could and spent as much time with my mother as we could. And over the years, I've certainly tried to raise awareness through the radio show for different things that are happening with cancer. And we've had many of the people on from Stand Up to Cancer and the great efforts that they're doing. And we're really excited about our next guest. Alana Stewart is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation. And many of you certainly are familiar with Alana, not just from seeing her over the years in beautiful dresses and whatnot, in People magazine or wherever. But she had such a close friendship with Farrah Fawcett. And then she was a big part of Farrah's story. That was the documentary that was done that really chronicled Farrah's struggle, really courageous struggle with cancer. Alana filmed and produced that. And now she is the president of the Farrah Fawcett Foundation, and Stand Up to Cancer is joining forces with the foundation to fund a collaborative translational research team grant that's focused on HPV-related cancers, which makes sense if you've followed the story that we've talked about with Stand Up to Cancer and how they're trying to get people to work as a team and spread the knowledge and information and do what we can to stamp out cancer. Alana, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm thrilled to be here.
So you tell us about, first of all, I'm going to wind the clock back a second and talk about, you know, it was obviously Farrah Fawcett, you say this in the story, was your best friend. You had known her for so long, and you saw what it was like for her and the fight, and that obviously touched you in many different ways. But did you ever imagine that now, you fast forward a few years, that you'd be front and center with her foundation, really in there in the trenches trying to do what you could? Did you think it would end up that way for you?
I would never have imagined it, to tell you the truth, and I never would have imagined Farrah getting cancer. And as you said about your mother, you know, she was a young, vital, healthy woman, and obviously everybody kind of knows her as, you know, our generation's golden girl. And she came down with cancer in 2006, and 3 years later she passed away, and after a valiant, very courageous struggle. And I've never been through cancer with anyone before. It was my first experience, and I have to say it was really life-changing for me. And after she died, I became president of the foundation, which she had created a couple of years before she died. And it just became my goal and my desire to try to help carry on her legacy in this area as much as possible, and to help people, to help this fight against cancer, because we're all, nearly every one of us has been touched by it.
Yeah, so true. You know, you go into a room, I was recently I was somewhere, Alana, and the speaker said, how many people, you know, have had cancer or had a family member or had a friend? And do you know that there was 800 people in the room and 788 stood up in the end? That just shows you.
Oh yeah, and I'm surprised it wasn't the whole room, you know,
yeah.
Because truthfully, nearly everyone is affected by it. It's so rampant today, and what you mentioned that we're doing this initiative with Stand Up to Cancer. I think what they're doing is so revolutionary in the field of cancer research, because before this, before Stand Up to Cancer created this new model, and every, you know, all the different scientists and researchers worked within their own institutions, and they were all kind of working more or less in competition with each other. And what Stand Up to Cancer has done is to pull them together and create research teams where a whole group of leading scientists and researchers are working together on one team to fight this battle. And it's really exciting, the results they're having. And we came on board with them to do this project, and we're really excited and thrilled to be aligned with them.
And it's part, and what part of this is that you've got a grant that's going to commit about $1 million over a 3-year period to fund,
yes,
this research project. And we're talking about HPV related cancers, and you've probably learned more about this than you ever wanted to even know, and how difficult it is to even uncover or even discover you have it. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, up until until the last couple of years, no one knew what HPV was, and people are still, you know, a lot of people are still fairly unfamiliar with it. And interestingly enough, we were going to do an anal cancer project because Farrah died of anal cancer. And when Farrah first came out and announced that she had it, there were a lot of people that were, you know, that had had anal cancer. They were kind of embarrassed to talk about it. And she got so many letters from people saying, oh, thank you so much for coming out and saying that you had anal cancer because now I don't feel embarrassed to talk about it anymore. And so she shed a lot of light on this cancer. And originally that was going to be the research team. And then we decided to expand it because 90% of anal cancers are caused by this HPV virus, the human papillomavirus. And it's a lot of people don't know that it's a sexually transmitted disease, and it is actually the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States.
Mm.
And
wow.
An estimated 14 million new infections happen each year, and these are all facts that I never knew a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
HPV is responsible for, as I said, 90% of anal cancer, nearly all cervical cancers, and about half of a number of other cancers, including certain throat cancers.
Mm. Wow. And you, with the foundation, so now you're excited. You've got Stand Up to Cancer and that collaboration, and I agree with you. That's what I was saying there at the top. I love the fact that you have doctors sharing all this research and information, because I think we get closer to finding these solutions when they're able to do that, because they certainly never did that before. What's your ultimate goal to see, as the president of the foundation, what's your ultimate goal with it? Where would you like to see it, let's say, in another 10 years?
I'd like to see a cure for cancer.
Mm.
But, you know, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, but what they can do in a 3-year period, which is a relatively short period of time for the world of cancer research, is, you know, we're hoping that these teams, which will be picked from the, you know, the brightest and the best researchers and scientists from all over the world, that they're going to make some real inroads in this particular arena.
Yeah. Boy, I certainly hope so. I'm with you. I'd love to have another conversation with you where I say, can you believe it that we've actually seen that all these collaborations have truly worked and we've got a cure? That would be an amazing thing.
Well, the thing that people should know, too, is that vaccinations are now available. You know, part of our mission statement, besides funding innovative research, is the area of prevention and awareness. And if people aren't aware, then it's very hard to help prevent getting cancers. And these kinds of cancers are preventable because of this vaccine now that they're vaccinating young girls and young boys now. And there's been a lot of controversy about it, but my suggestion, my plea would be for all parents to find out information, ask their doctors, read up on it, find out about it, because ultimately being vaccinated against this virus could save someone's life.
Yeah, I agree. Alana Stewart, what a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with the Farrah Fawcett Foundation and everything that you're trying to do. We appreciate it. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Alana.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.